the Muslims are, they're going to have to spread that da'wah individually. We're going to have to come to these conferences and get to know one another and become to work with one another and to work with one another on the kitab and the sunnah and the understanding of the salaf of this ummah. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us in many ayat, as He commands us in this ayah, وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا, and hold on to the rope of Allah all together and don't divide. This manhaj that we hold on to, we have to get together upon. Oftentimes we've seen that the people adhere to the Qur'an and the sunnah and the way of the Salaf al-Saleh. We see that they remain as individuals by themselves, looking to the rest of the people like fanatics. We have to learn to come together and to work together to establish this manhaj, insha'Allahu tabarak wa ta'ala. And those people are still left alone by themselves in their areas, they're going to have to learn to represent this haq. And that representing this truth isn't just by pointing the fingers to someone saying, this is how you do it. You don't do it like that. But we have to take the advice that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed, that work with this last prophet and messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah ta'ala says, فَمَا بِرَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضًّا غَلِيبَ الْقَلْبِ لَنْفَضُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ فَعَفُ عَنْهُمْ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ وَشَاوِرْهُمْ فِي الْأَمْرِ. To the end of that ayah where Allah Ta'ala, He says, and if it wasn't for Allah that you dealt with them gently, and if you were harsh and hard-hearted, they would have left you. But pardon them or overlook their faults and forgive them and take consultation and shura with them. So Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala in this ayah, He shows us that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was successful by the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon him, that he dealt with the people gently. And that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows that if the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would have dealt with the people other than dealing with them gently, then the people would have been chased away. How often do the brothers who adhere to the Qur'an and the sunnah and the manhaj of our salaf al-salih, when they find that their numbers are small, they find that there's no other way except to deal with the people harshly, except to attack the people and point the finger at the people. This isn't the way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this isn't your way. And this isn't the way that you represent the truth by you, but you represent it by dealing with the people gently and being soft and easy to the people, and representing it with good character, as the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about His Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ, and indeed you are upon the most magnificent character. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam in the hadith of Imam Muslim, he says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ رَفِيقٌ يُحِبُّ الرِّفْقِ وَيُعْطِي عَلَى الرِّفْقِ مَا لَا يُعْطِي عَلَى الْعُنْفِ, أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. That the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam, he says, indeed Allah is rafiq, or Allah is gentle, and He loves gentleness. And He will give with gentleness that which He wouldn't give with being harsh. This is the way to represent this manhaj when you're by yourself, or when you're small, that you represent it with good character. Represent it by being and dealing with the people gently, until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses you with the numbers, so that you can hold on to the jama'ah in the masjids. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. That we will establish the Qur'an and the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the way of our salaf al-salih in the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that are for the believers and not for the disbelievers. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, مَا كَانَ لِلْمُشْرِكِينَ أَن يَعْمُرُوا مَسَاجِدَ اللَّهِ شَاهِدِينَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ بِالْقُفْرِ أُولَٰئِكَ حَبِطَتْ أَعْمَالُهُمْ وَفِي النَّارِ هُمْ خَالِدُونَ إنما يعمر مساجد الله من آمن بالله واليوم الآخر وأقام الصلاة وآتى الزكاة ولم يخش إلا الله فعسى أولئك أن يكونوا من المهتدين. Allah Ta'ala says, it is not right that the disbelievers populate the masjids of Allah while they bear witness against their own souls in kufr. Those will have their deeds rendered null and void, and in the hereafter they will be amongst the losers, or they will abide in the fire forever and ever. The only people who are to populate the masjids of Allah are those who believe in Allah and the last day, and establish the salah and pay the zakat and fear none but Allah, and perhaps those are the ones who are guided. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, perhaps He means for a certainty, those are the ones who are guided. Those who populate the masjids of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is where the ibadah will be established. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَنَّ الْمَسَاجِلَ فَلَا تَدْعُوا مَعَ اللَّهِ أَحَدًا. And the masjids are for Allah alone, so don't worship anyone along with Allah. The worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to stem from that. And it's coming from learning the Quran and the Sunnah and the way of our Salaf al-Salih in our masjids. And then practicing in our masjids what we learn of the Quran and the Sunnah and of the manhaj of our Salaf al-Salih. And then we're going to take this message of the Quran and the Sunnah with the understanding and the application of our Salaf al-Salih from our masjids to the people. And we're going to call them and call them and call them and be patient with whatever we receive while we're calling them. Calling them as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us. قُلْ هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي أَدْعُو إِلَى اللَّهِ عَلَى بَصِيرًا أَنَا وَمَنِ اتَّبَعَنِي وَسُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ وَمَا أَنَا مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. Say, this is my, I am calling to Allah ala basira, with knowledge, evidence, and proofs. Me and those who are with me, and subhanallah, I am not from amongst the mushrikeen. I am not from those who commit shirk, but we're from amongst those who establish la ilaha illallah in our lives. And that la ilaha illallah is going to be established with knowledge, not just with your own desires or how you feel. As Imam al-Bukhari, chapter knowledge or deception. As Allah Ta'ala says, فَعَلَمْ أَنَّ لَا إِلَّا اللَّهِ. And have knowledge of La ilaha illallah. You're going to have knowledge and call the people to this manhaj. Don't ever think it's over with in the hotel room or in the ballroom. That you came to have a good time and you had a good time and you went home and it's over with. It ain't over with. It's not over with right here, this microphone in this room, but the message has to be this room. And has to be carried out, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's message out, with knowledge, evidences, and proof, and character, by dealing with the people gently. This is what I wanted to remind myself of, and the brothers, هذا وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.
We direct our thank to Brother Abu Sheikh Abu Muslima, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to benefit us out of his speech. And there is a few questions, which is, I hope it fit our time, because we have like 4 minutes before Isha prayer. This question says, we call ourselves Salafi, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't call group in the Quran Salafi, or he called some other names.
May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide that person to the truth. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from questions that might lead us astray. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from having doubt of what Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba and the Tabi'un and the Tabi'een and the Ulama of this deen were upon. O Allah, remove from our hearts any doubt of what the Ulama from amongst the Sahaba and the Tabi'een and the Tabi'een were upon. It is well known to the Muslims past and present that the correct way is the way of the Salaf. That the correct way is the way of the Salaf. And the ulama, those who follow this way and those who don't follow this way, agree that this way could be nothing but the truth. And how could the Quran and the Sunnah and what the Sahaba of the Prophet ﷺ be upon except the truth? The ulama agree, those who follow and those who don't follow agree that this way is the truth. And those who follow it, they have a way in saying it, as they say, طريقة السلف أسلم. The way of the Salaf is the safest way. Meaning, so long as you're upon this Quran and the Sunnah, and following the Sahaba and the Tabi'een and the Tabi'een and the ulama of this deen, at least you're safe. They're saying that the people who follow another way might be right too, but at least those people are safe. And how can you not be safe if you're questioned on Yawm al-Qiyamah, why did you do that? Because Allah said so. Why did you do that? Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said so. How did you know it was supposed to be practiced that way? Because the companions of your Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam practiced it that way, and you told us that you were pleased with them. And you told us that you promised them Jannah. and we want it to be like the people you're pleased with, and we want the Jannah that you have promised the people who followed your last prophet and messenger, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Salafi is simply saying that you are one who adheres to the way of the Salaf. Salafi just means that you are one who adheres to the way of the Salaf, and this was accepted and is accepted and will be accepted by the Muslims inshaAllah ta'ala. Like it, who likes like it, who don't like it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst the Muslims who are pleased with following the way of the Salaf and have no hesitation and no doubt in saying that we are Salafi.
There is another question which is tied to this question. It says, is it the Jama'at Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah? They are different between the Salaf Jama'ah and Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and they are both same. So why we call them different names?
Salaf is not a name. It's an affiliation. Your name is Ahmed. Your name is Muhammad. Your name is Saleh. And you're Salafi. Salafi is not a name. The Salaf. Salafi is an affiliation with the Salaf. That you understand your Islam the way that our Salaf al-Saleh understood al-Islam. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says in the narration of Imam al-Darimi, ذَهَبَ الصَّالِحُونَ, and this part of the hadith is the narration of Imam al-Bukhari, and this next narration is the narration of Imam al-Darimi in al-Sahih, ذَهَبَ الصَّالِحُونَ أَسْلَافًا, the righteous has died off as your Salaf. The righteous have died off as your Salaf. Referring to the Prophet ﷺ and his companions. They died as your Salaf. Meaning the ones who are examples for you to follow. Either you're growing your beard following the Prophet ﷺ or you're shaving it following somebody else. You're either wearing your lower garment above your ankles, following the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as your example, or you're following somebody else. And when you follow the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his Sahaba, you are reading some of the narrations that the Sahaba or Salaf al-Saleh, they used to pay close attention to keeping their mustache trimmed and reading the Quran, the Book of Allah. And if you stay on top of your mustache, keeping it trimmed from the hair going over your lip, and you stay on top of the recitation of Allah Ta'ala, then you're following the way of the Salaf, and whoever adheres to that way, and the Arabic law, Salafi. As far as the word Ahl Sunnah, or Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, likewise these terminologies are of how the Muslims practice Islam, and not names for the Muslims. Ahl Sunnah is referring to those people who adhere to the Sunnah. As the Prophet ﷺ says, whoever amongst you lives will see many differences of an opinion, so I advise you with my Sunnah and the Sunnah of the rightly guided Khalifas who come after me. Those who adhere to the Sunnah are the people of the Sunnah. The people of the Sunnah in Arabic is called Ahlus Sunnah. Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, because they are adhering to the Jama'ah and hold on to the rope of Allah altogether, Ya'ani al Jama'ah. Altogether as a jama'ah. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, عَلَيْكُمْ بِالْجَمَاعَةِ. And the hadith of the Tirmidhi and others, I advise you with the jama'ah. Ahl sunnah wal jama'ah are those people who hold on to the advice of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Al-firqatun najiyah. Some of them are known by this characteristic, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith, Ummah will be divided into 70 of them are in the fire. One that is called the saved sect. Al-firqatun najiyah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba were upon, and they are your Salaf. This is like the ulama, some of them say al-ta'ifatul mansura, the victorious apparent group. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, and the origin of this hadith is in al-Bukhari and Muslim, and this is the narration of Ibn Majah, where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, la tazalu ta'ifatun min ummati mansurin. لا يضرهم من خذلهم حتى تقوم الساعة. And this narration is also authentic. But the Prophet ﷺ says, they will never see ta'ifa, a group from my ummah, mansurin, victorious and well known. those who oppose them or those who abandon them can come until the last is finished. Sometimes they are called Ahlul Athar, the people who follow the narrations. As the Prophet ﷺ says in the hadith that we quoted, and this is the narration of Imam Ahmad, and it's authentic, where the Prophet ﷺ says, when he was questioned, أَيُّ النَّاسِ خَيْرٌ قَالَ أَنَا وَالَّذِينَ مَعِي ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ عَلَى الْأَثَرِ. When the Prophet ﷺ was questioned, who is the best of the people? He said, me and those who are with me, and then those who follow the athar, and then those who follow the athar. Meaning those who follow the narrations. Where did you get that from? Imam al-Bukhari rahimahullah, he says, it was narrated to us on the authority of so-and-so, was narrated to us on the authority of so-and-so, was narrated to us on the authority of so-and-so, was narrated on the authority of Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, narrates on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ahlul Athar. His name isn't Ahlul Athar. His name is Abdullah. But the description of Abdullah's deen is that he's from Ahlul Athar because he adheres to the Quran and the Sunnah with the way of our Salaf al-Saleh. He follows the narrations. Sometimes they're called Ahlul Hadith. Even as some of the ulama, as Imam Ahmad rahimahullah, he had referred to this narration of Imam al-Bukhari rahimahullah, لا تزال طائفة من أمتي الظاهرين على الحق ظاهرين وظاهرين على الحق. أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم, there will never cease to be a party from my ummah on the truth, victorious and apparent. Imam Ahmad said, if they're not Ahlul Hadith, I don't know who they are. If this victorious group is not Ahlul Hadith, who they are? Who is Ahlul Hadith? The people who follow the Hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Every time something is done, you get that from a Hadith? Everything they do is based on the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They're known as Ahl al-Hadith. His name is Mansur. But his characteristic is that he's from Ahl al-Hadith. Because this is the way that he practices his Islam. Let us question the people to make it clear, inshallah, as some of the ulama used to question the people. Are you a Muslim? Yes. Well, there are some Muslims, if they're Muslims, who say they're Shia. Are you with them? If he says yes, we say, I didn't know that you talk bad about the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I didn't know that you say that Ali radiallahu anhu stole the prophethood from, that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam stole the prophethood from Ali. Because Ali was young, so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam interceded when Jibreel came, stole the prophethood. And that the Quran is incomplete. The Sahabas, they burnt or hid the rest of it. And it was the whole Quran, and the only people who have it is those. And they have their 12 imams, of who some of them say Khomeini was one of them, that they have a place in Jannah higher than the prophets, and the angels, and the shuhada, and the siddiqeen. And the other statements that they say, like Khomeini has said, as the ulama narrate on him, that he said, can't wait till I get to Al-Madinah to dig up the two graves of the homosexuals, referring to Abu Bakr and Umar. When you say Muslim, what you mean? Shia? No, I don't mean Shia. What do you mean? Everybody say they're Muslim. What do you mean when you say Muslim? Shia? No. I'm from Ahlul Sunnah. Ah, you from Ahlul Sunnah. Okay, now we're getting a little close. Allahu Ta'ala. You're not Shia. You had to clarify with your term, I'm Sunni, or from Ahlul Sunnah, to say, I'm not with the Shia, or the Rafida, or the Rawafid. As the ulama call them, I'm not with them, I'm with the people of the Sunnah. Okay, the people of the Sunnah don't differ. He's Ashari, he's Maturidi. Are you Ashari? Do you say when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes himself in the Quran as having a face, do you say he doesn't have one? When Allah describes himself as saying that he has two hands, do you say he doesn't have them? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say that the boat goes in front of our eyes, do you say Allah doesn't have any? When Allah describes him in the other hadith, the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, describes our Lord tabarak wa ta'ala, that he comes down to the lowest heaven in the last third of the night, do you deny those hadith? Do you take them out of their meaning like the Asha'ira do with many of these characteristics of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? No. I understand these ayat like the Sahaba understand them. And the Tabi'un understood them. And the Tabi'un understood them. And the scholars of this deen say that whole sentence in one word. I understand my Quran and Sunnah and practice it the way that the Sahaba and the Tabi'un and the Tabi'in and the ulama of this deen practice it in their lives. Brother, tell me that in one word in Arabic. Salafi. Why we had to go through that whole thing? But for those people who needed to go through all of that, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy on you and easy on us. Well, alhamdulillah.
Inshallah, the last question, so we can catch the Asha prayer. It says, empathy do not reflect the correct image. Maybe the question, many times, some of the Salafi do not reflect the correct image. Therefore, there is discrepancy between the da'wah and some of its people. Would you please shed some light on this issue? I cannot differentiate between the
Salafi. May the brothers, inshallah ta'ala, forgive me if I seem a little rough. I'm trying my best to be gentle. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy and overlook my shortcomings. The ones who say they're Salafi might not be representing Islam correctly. Okay. You Muslim. You don't got no beard. What are we going to call you? Muslim with no beard. We're not calling you kafir. We're going to call you a Muslim without a beard. You're a Muslim living on a riba, as many of the Muslims are. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us. What are we going to call you? A Muslim on riba. You're a sister who don't wear a jilbab when you leave your house. And you're in the presence of men who are not mahram to you and you don't have on a jilbab. What are we going to call her? A Muslim lady without a jilbab. We don't have to figure out another terminology because the people don't represent what they should represent. We don't have to call Salafi. He doesn't represent. This manhaj is the haq. Represent it, who represent it, don't represent it, who don't represent it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala laid it out clearly in the Quran and on the tongue and the actions of His Prophet and Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the Sahaba, they called and made this deen clear. And the Tabi'un took it from them, and the Tabi'in took it from them, and the ulama of this deen took it from them, generation after generation to our generation. What difference does it make that somebody's not representing hell? Because all of the kuffar are going to hell because we're not practicing Islam like we should? Muslims don't establish the five salat in jama'ah in the masjid. Does that give every kafir in America a right not to be Muslim? Accept Islam. Masjid five times, why are you calling me to it? Don't your Lord tell you, أَتَأْمُرُونَ النَّاسَ بِالْبِرِّ وَتَنْسَوْنَ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ تَتْرُونَ الْكِتَابِ أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ? What you going to say a kafir read that ayah to you? Are you the ones who are enjoining the people to righteousness and forgetting your own souls while you're reading the book? Don't you have any sense? What you going to tell them? Don't look at me, look at the truth. Well, don't look at the Salafi, look at the haq of this manhaj of the Salaf al-Salih. Don't let philosophy and your desires turn you from this haq. The haq is the haq. Just get on it and say alhamdulillah. If you fall short, we all fall short. Wa astaghfirullah. Is there anybody who's going to say he's perfect? Nobody's perfect. Everybody's a sinner. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us. But this is what the Prophet ﷺ in the authentic hadith describes us. Kullu bani Adam khattaa. وَخَيْرُ خَطَّائِينَ التَّوَّابُونَ. And the authentic hadith of the Prophet ﷺ says, all of the children of Adam are sinners and the best of the sinners are the repenters. Does that mean you're going to stop calling to the truth because you've fallen short? This is the truth. You tell your mother, your brother, your father, call everybody to the haq. Well, you still falling short. I hope Allah shows His mercy on me. I'm falling short and I'm calling you to the haq. Now, what you going to do? Everybody has shortcomings. You can't call to the haq because you have shortcomings? Correct yourself. We said in the beginning that people should represent this haq. And that they should spread this da'wah the way that the Prophet ﷺ spread it. And wherever you hear this manhaj being propped, you hear it being called to what the Prophet ﷺ was upon. And the Prophet ﷺ, what he was sent with. As he says in the authentic hadith of the Muwatta, from the Muwatta of Imam Malik, إِنَّمَا بُعِثْتُ لِأُتَمِّمَ مَكَارِمَ الْأَخْلَاقِ. I have only been sent as a messenger to perfect good, high moral character. This is what the Prophet ﷺ was sent with. But on whose tongue is the statements of the Prophet ﷺ other than Ahlul Hadith? The people who adhere to the manhaj of the Salaf al-Salih. This is where you hear these hadith that call you to good character. Where are you going to hear this manhaj and these ayah and these hadith being mentioned in the lectures and in the khutbas and in the classes except from the people who adhere to this manhaj? The people who don't adhere to this manhaj, they're going to give you lessons based on the newspaper. They're going to give khutbas based on TV programs. Naam. They're going to give you advice based on their own desires. But who are the people, say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, more than any people other than the people who follow the way of our Salaf al-Saleh? Who are the people, say, qala Allah, qala Rasuluhu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? These are the people adhere to this manhaj. Everybody's going to have his shortcomings. But the people of this manhaj, whenever you hear them calling in their lectures, Allah said, Allah said, Allah said, Allah said, Allah said, Allah said. Wallahi, we're here at the lecture, what do we hear today? Allah said, Allah said, Allah said, Allah said, Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said. This is this manhaj and this is what we're calling to, and this is why the ulama say that it can be nothing but the truth. Just get comfortable. Wallahi, it should be easy for many of us to be comfortable, because many of us had to be looked at. He said, we Muslim. You Muslim? What you doing, boy? Better come on back to church. Many of us were called to that stuff. We had to be patient with saying we're Muslim. Okay, now you're Muslim. You understand you have to get on what's correct. All right, the people say, why are you Salafi? Because it's the haq. It's the haq. What do you mean, why are we Salafi? Because it's the haq. That's why we Salafi. If the people laugh, we ain't going nowhere. How you going to leave the truth? Where you going? Where you going if you can't handle the people laughing? Where you going? Backwards? The truth is the truth. You just got to get on it. If you don't want to say you Salafi in one word, you'll be forced to say it in many words or you'll be astray. You either say it in one word or many words or you're going to be astray. What you going to be on? If you're not going to be on the Quran and the Sunnah, the way that it was understood and practiced by the Sahab and the Tabi'un and the Tabi'in and the Ulama of this deen, tell me what you're going to be on. You're going to be on what we're witnessing. What we're witnessing. And if you didn't witness it, some of us witnessed it. Just like that food is served to you in that cafeteria, food is brought right to the graveyard and sat right in front of the tomb. Wallahi, we ask people, who you think ate the food? Wallahi, people say they're Muslim.